from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, back to our college football crab cakes. I wanted to point out that, of course, it was behind a paywall, so I couldn't read the whole story, and I refused. But Oregon Live, I think it was Dashiell that had it, that Oregon State is at 96% of last year's season tickets sold.
Tasty.
That's phenomenal.
That is phenomenal. Is that not phenomenal? I mean, they sold, it's like roughly around 15,000.
Yeah.
But last year, you know, they were a top 25 team.
Absolutely.
Nobody saw any of this other crap with the Pac-2 and the Pac-12.
And Jonathan Smith leaving and all
that. Yeah, all that. So think about how...
I love it.
How last year at the start of the year, Oregon State was on the come up. Like, yeah. It was, you know, people were excited down there, and they were opening the new part of the stadium, mm-hmm. You know? And... yeah, they're at 96% this year.
Think I love about, it, baby. Circle the wagons.
Think about all the things that have gone wrong for Oregon State since that time, yeah. And the fans are still snatching up the season tickets. That's a good sign.
Yeah, I love that. I've said this multiple times. I'm worried. I'm worried that because you start out with Idaho State, which whatever, you'll bludgeon Idaho State, and then you're on the road at San Diego State, and that's the one that scares me because I don't
is
know
that Brady Hoke. Or is he gone?
Is he still down at San Diego State?
I just asked you that.
I don't know. I was just.
Aren't you a sports guy?
That was kind of one of those rhetorical. Like,
Sean Lewis, San Diego State football coach.
So,
who the hell's that?
If that ends up, and I expect Oregon State to win that game, but if you lose that game, because right now Beaver fan is circling the wagon, I love it. Right, let's go, and there's some renewed hope with the Big 12 and maybe the ACC, and so I feel like there's like some life, right, breathing life into this thing.
Sean Lewis was the OC at Colorado last year.
That guy.
He was the guy that got bounced. I think Shermer.
Yeah.
But he was there for all of 1 year.
Oh. Well, then hopefully San Diego State doesn't have anything going on.
That means we like him because he didn't jive
with Prime
and that stupid program.
So back
that
to
we hate.
This is my fear. So that we got some good juice going on. We're selling tickets. There's some renewed hope.
Oh no.
But if you lose to San Diego State, and who knows, maybe a coin flip game. It's on the road. A lot of new beeves. But if let's say you get clipped in that one by a field goal or something's close. You're back home the next week and Oregon comes to town. And I think that's going to get bad. I do. I think that will be...
Well, so what?
That's going to be a bludgeoning. And then you got Purdue coming.
The Boilermakers?
This is my fear. If you start the season and it goes south after that Oregon game, I wonder if the air will just get let out of the balloon and that beautiful new stadium they built and all of this goodwill, does it just go away? And do we just throw up our hands as a Beaver fan and just say, I'm done. Cause I did hear for a while, Beaver fan was a lot of them were like that. They were like, dude, I'm just not doing this. This is stupid. This is unfair. I don't give a damn. I mean, I heard a lot of apathy and that's great to hear about the season tickets. I just hope that I just think that San Diego State game is a must win. I really do. I think that is a must win to keep the momentum going and maybe stave off what's going to happen against the Ducks.
Yeah, listen, I'm only coming at this from a college football fan perspective because I have had to deal with Kansas football for years.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, that is hard, and you do get some apathy when they suck and you don't really watch. So I what you're saying is definitely valid, a danger. But I feel like some of that, especially I'm looking at their schedule, like a lot of these games, pretty much all of their games besides the Oregon game and even that are winnable.
Yeah.
So it's actually going to be kind of an exciting, or it could be kind of an exciting season for them, even though fans are disgruntled about having to play. You know, the home games are Purdue and Colorado State and UNLV and San Jose State. That's not as exciting.
But it could be wins.
But it could be fun. Yes. Yeah. And so I sort of feel like some of the apathy, while I totally get people initially going, you know what, this whole thing with Oregon State, I'm just done. I think when push comes to shove, particularly when it's your university, you're still going to watch. Most of those people are still going to watch. I feel like it's a bit like the people who are like, oh, Colin Kaepernick knelt, and I will never watch the NFL again. Yeah, right. You'll be right back next Saturday or next Sunday.
I understand, but there has been many, many a year where they don't feel Reeser at all. And that was before any of this stuff happened, which is why I said.
No, I know.
I think that would be normal. I think it's important to get out to a good start.
Yes, but I think that would be, like, look, Oregon State doesn't have the biggest and broadest fan base. No. It just doesn't.
No.
So even if they don't, let's put it out there initially that if they don't fill Reeser every game, let's not pile on them because they've never really filled Reeser.
I mean, yeah, they've struggled at times.
You know, and that was in the Pac-12. So I just feel like, yes, there's probably some people that are pissed off still. In the end, I don't know how. I guess it'll be interesting to see. I don't know how we'll measure it. Because I don't know that it should be attendance unless attendance just becomes like, and I don't see this happening, but what if attendance just becomes like 5,000 a game, 10,000 a game, 12,000 a game?
And I
just don't see that happening.
Well, this is where I'm going with it, that if you lose to San Diego State and get bludgeoned by Oregon, and then the Purdue game is a coin flip game, I wonder what that crowd against Colorado State the next week will be. Because it might be 12,000 people.
What'd they average last year?
Well, I think they packed it pretty much. I think that thing was full the entire time. I mean, that was a great environment. That was they packed that place. New stadium, other side, it was great. And they were good. That was a packed house. I hope they get off to a good start, because if it goes south early, then you know, you get games against Colorado State at home, you get games against UNLV at home, San Jose State. You could end up with just a ghost town. You could end up with no one showing up. And I don't want that. Like I said, I'm hoping that the renewed belief that maybe the Big 12 or the ACC will come calling, maybe that kind of sustains you a little bit. I just think it's been a rough go for Beaver fan, and they're going to need some positive juju early on. They're going to need some, this isn't that bad. Because I think right now for Beaver fan, it's a little like, which way does this go? I've heard from plenty of them that are like, hey, this schedule is very winnable. You know, hey, we can win 10 games here. You know, we can still be relevant. Let's go. And I've heard the others that are like, my God, like, what are we even doing? Like, we don't even matter anymore. And that's why I said the momentum thing at the beginning.
These
are huge games.
I get it. I just think I think that even if they struggle, I feel like they have good fans. And college is just a little bit different than your average sport, in a sense that there's just that connection to your team, and you want to watch them. Yeah. You're going to be there, especially if there's some exciting games. So that's the thing about Oregon State. It's like some years, like when you're Kansas, back when we were really, really bad, there was no reason to watch because you knew they were going to lose.
Yeah.
That is not going to be the case with Oregon State, even if they start slow, right? Like they're with this schedule. Now, if they were in the Big Ten, you know, maybe you wouldn't be as high on them, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, like if I'm a Beaver fan and I'm not a season ticket holder, I'm just the average bro, and I'm used to seeing SC, Arizona State, Washington State roll through town, and now I look down at my ticket and I see UNLV, San Jose State, and Colorado State. And I just got done watching my team lose.
Bad weather.
Get bludgeoned. And now it's a little chilly and it's a little rainy. And I'm like, what? UNLV? Just
Yeah, I get it.
I'm not doing this.
So if you want to go by attendance, 5-year average for Oregon State is 32,882.
Okay.
That's their 5-year average.
Yeah.
Last year, they were up to 37,000 on average.
Yeah.
What do you think?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What do you think they'll do this year? Well, I get you're saying it's based on how they do. So if it gets really bad,
I think
you think 10 to 12 grand?
I think you're going to be in the teens. I think you'll be in the be in 17 to 18,000. Okay. And in that stadium, it's going to look bad.
So that'd be half of your average.
I think it'll be about half the average. It's a big if. It's just if it goes south. And like I said, I think that'd be a shame because
hopefully not.
It's a great fan base and that stadium is beautiful. And I want the Beavs to succeed. So,
I feel like they're going
to. I don't know. They are as big a wild card to me going into this year as any team. I don't know what to make of Trent Bray. I don't know what to make of the roster. I don't know what to make of the transfers that come in. And the one thing you say is the schedule outside of Oregon, it's not like it's a gauntlet, right? Those should be games that you can be in, that you can win. I just don't know what they're going to bring to the table. So I'm going to be cautiously optimistic, but with one hand over my eye at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I agree with all that about the team. I know what to make of their fans, though. And I think they're really good.
Yeah.
And there's nice new shiny parts of the stadium. It's fun down there. And I think I have faith that even if they struggle, I don't think it's going to be as bad as you say.
Well, okay.
And I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll revisit the attendance number late in the year.
Yeah.
What happens.
I just remember some years, man, when we were doing this and it was bad down there. It was bad.
All right. The college football crab cakes continue next with hot seat coaches. Who has the most on the line? This is Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
On the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.